So,
welcome back.
Welcome back, girl.
I want to hear all about it because you haven't told me one thing because you keep going, say it before the podcast. How was Vegas?
Vegas was awesome. So Stacy did Vegas like Debbie did Dallas, but not in that nasty way.
Kind of.
I feel like I conquered it, but, you know, it had its pluses.
Mm-hmm.
It had its pluses. So, we get out there, and I'm going to tell you this. First off, the game of cannabis is on a whole nother level.
Was that your first stop?
Of course. I went to the dispensary, and it was a mall.
Oh, the dispensary itself
is a mall? The Planet 13 is a mall of weed.
Okay.
I was like, what in the fuck? Overwhelming. It had like 60 registers. I couldn't believe it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was awesome. They had like the
how
best
like
edibles.
A Walmart?
It looked like, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so they had, and it was not busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked scarce as far as finding somebody. All those registers weren't demanded. I was like, shit,
they weren't on
do?
High demand, ringing everybody up.
No. And they had, but one thing that's different between here and there, not if anyone's listening that watches this, does cannabis, that their edible game is way better than ours. They had the best brownies and everything else. As far as the flower was concerned, it's the same flower as I smoke in Maryland. They have Rhythm and all the same.
It's the same name brand.
Same name brand.
Okay.
I mean, I saw Lil Wayne's weed, but I'm pretty sure I can get Lil Wayne's weed in Maryland. Just maybe not at my dispensary.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but that was fun. And we went to
was
breakfast.
Was that your first stop?
That was my, what? It was a dispensary.
Right.
First stop.
Okay. Did you get to the hotel first? Or did you go straight to the dispensary?
We went to the dispensary before the hotel.
Okay. I just wanted to know. Okay.
I'm like, I smoke so much, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we went to the hotel first. I'm fucking crazy.
That's all right.
And then I was like, it's early, how are we going to get there? And we were going to walk, but the map thing would not let us walk. I guess you can't walk to it.
It probably took a long time.
So they were like, we gotta.
The blocks are long.
We got an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was only about a block, a couple blocks, and it was $30. 40.
Ooh.
Sorry, it was $40.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot.
Okay.
Ubering was like a lot. They say the gas.
Did you Uber everywhere?
Bitch. We were Ubering. We Ubered three times.
Okay.
But we did the gas. I mean, I did the bus too.
Mm-hmm.
And the bus was like.
How was your bus experience?
It was good. They have upstairs and downstairs.
Did
on the
they?
Bus. We rode upstairs.
Okay. I don't think I knew there was an upstairs. I think I was pretty drunk by the time I figured out that the bus net like ran. From.
They
it
have
was, like,
two
all
buses.
All this time wasted.
You could have been on the bus.
I could have been on the bus.
I mean, a bus pass was like $8 for all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so for all of us, I mean, it's about the same as an Uber, but
okay,
we getting them steps in.
Right.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
It was fucking freezing.
Oh, was it?
It was freezing.
Did you pack enough? Because you were worried about how much you were going to pack. Okay. That's all right.
Overpacked.
But you had everything you needed.
Because it was a girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
We swore we were going out. Mm-hmm. And I went and bought shit to go out, and we got locked out of our room.
What happened?
We came back to change after Katy Perry, which we didn't dress up to see Katy Perry anybody because we took the bus.
Okay.
That would be damn all that walking.
Mm-hmm. My feet
did
not
freezing.
Work the way they used to.
We had sweats on. No.
Okay.
No, but it was
you
nice
wore
to
sweats
walk.
To the Katy Perry?
I wore, not a sweatshirt, I wore a sweatshirt.
Okay, I could see
in
that.
My leggings.
And leggings. Okay, yeah. I could see you wearing it.
And the Nikes.
That would be like my main attire walking around. I could see that.
Some shit we're like talking about the attire. How
fucking
old are we?
But I took
the Converse and I was like, they're cute and it matched, but then it hurt the first day I wore them Converse. Nike was a better fit because I wore them for the next few days and my feet never hurt.
Oh,
and we walked like 10 miles, 8 miles one day.
Mm-hmm. A lot of walking, right?
There was some walking motherfuckers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if I felt like I was getting myself, you know, my workout on.
All right, so you mentioned Katy Perry. So how was the Devil Worshippers concert? Did you ask Jesus for forgiveness the next morning?
Oh, could I went to the Illuminati concert?
Yes.
She's the best.
You sent me pictures. She had that checkerboard floor.
I was like, I'm sure she's going to be analyzing
the bathtub,
the stage.
You know, ritual thing going on. She had a telephone. Didn't she have a telephone? Something she was talking to.
She had
people.
A telephone.
And she had pizza, too. She hit them
she
all.
She gave somebody
those
pizza.
Those who know... those who know, know. She hit all the check boxes so. Of things to look out for. All right. Anyhow, now.
Katy Perry had a piece of poop in a toilet.
That's gross.
With corn on it.
Yeah. And she had.
I have a picture of
she
it.
She had deep conversations.
Her and the thing was talking. Yeah, they were having deep conversations. She was funny. She was what you go to see in Vegas. She was raunchy.
I wouldn't want to go see her, of all people.
Well, we ended up seeing her. I would have rather saw Usher,
back
but
in
we
the
saw
day. Yeah, I think I would have rather see Usher on the skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather saw
he probably had some...
But she can sing.
Signs.
She can sing.
She can sing.
She was singing live, and she gave a good performance.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So she talked to the poop about
she
what?
Did try to sing,
it was a conversation. I just keep thinking of Mr. Pooh from South Park.
That's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the hell.
But I don't even like Mr. Pooh. Like I would. It's not like I would go get a Mr. Pooh stuffed animal and hang out. That kind of Mr. Pooh.
It was a big thing. It was fun. I was just like, what in the hell? Mm-hmm. The whole concept was like she was a doll that was.
Ooh, there's another
away.
One.
Yeah, into the door, and then she comes out, and so. I went to ended up using the bathroom. I thought it was over. And then when I came out, she was singing Greatest Love of All on in the hallway, and I just waited.
Oh.
She
why?
Can sing, but she's not Whitney, though.
Oh, no.
Don't sing Greatest Love of All. There's not that many. You ain't Dolly or Whitney. I don't know. There's not many people can do it.
Hmm.
Christina can do it.
Christina's probably only one that can pull off mm-hmm. a Whitney song.
Christina Aguilera
does. Mm-hmm. Did we ever think about Ariana Grande? Could she do it? Maybe.
She's like a
not the same way. She doesn't right? have that power. She's more like Mariah Carey.
Oh, we lost her.
There we go. I guess I got to touch it once in a while. Mariah Carey, I think, is more like Ariana Grande. Like she, Ariana would do a Mariah song, and I think Christina could nail a Whitney song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I would go for it. All right.
So I don't know, though. That was an interesting question.
Why? Why is that interesting?
I don't know, but I just felt like she shouldn't have been doing... greatest love of all. I was like, all right,
no,
Katie, I get it.
I agree with that. No Katie doing that.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, we caught the bus back to go out to the club, and we couldn't get in our room. Our whole door was messed up.
Which club were you going to go to?
I don't even know.
Oh, because usually
Rachel had saw promoters outside, and they told us what to do. We were going to do Dre's, which had French Montana. They were right across the street. We were staying at the Flamingo.
Okay.
The Flamingo, by the way, is so cute, guys.
Good hotel?
Good hotel.
Would you stay there again?
I would.
Was it clean?
Clean.
Oh, good.
Very pink.
Mm-hmm. Very pink?
Very pink.
Oh, because it's the Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they have flamingos everywhere?
We didn't get to see them. They usually do. They were, because it was so fucking cold.
Oh.
I picked the coldest time to go to Vegas. It was 50.
I don't know, but I keep saying
inside.
It's better than if it were hot. I did not go, but I just gave it
you would think. But mm-hmm. when you're walking, all that walking and the wind's coming.
Yeah, imagine if you're sweating. Remember, the heat's not
I'm
right.
Really hot, I think.
You told me your chapstick, or like your teeth were
dry. It was
really dry. Yeah, so imagine that dry heat.
I had a ring around my lips for days.
It's not good.
I was like, this is bad.
Yeah, I'd take winter Vegas over summer, in midsummer Vegas. I mean, obviously, spring would be the best, or fall.
Obviously.
But I think I went in the summer. It was a bad choice.
Well, you told me to follow that Vegas tips.
I did.
On Facebook.
Did it work?
Right. And so I went on there, and so I had good tips. And so I was trying to post some shit that I did and saying that it was $8 on the strip for water, which
that's a lot.
Everybody should know. Like, I didn't know. I've never traveled. It was my first plane trip ever.
I didn't know that it would be
$8. So I was like, hey guys, FYI, like, it's $8 on the strip. You know, you might want to, like, get it off the strip. And something else. Oh, I hadn't eaten anywhere good yet.
Okay.
Not saying that their stuff wasn't good recommendations. I just said at the moment we only ate at fucking IHOP and Bobby's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had such hate on that page.
Oh, really?
Social media. Because we were talking about that, how social media can get you down.
I agree.
And so somebody was like, why are you complaining? Blah, 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 blah. You're the one that didn't look at the page and follow the directions. Go to Walgreens. Go to CVS. I mean, like,
for what? Walgreens and CVS?
To get water.
Oh, no.
So I could have brought a big ass thing of water to my room, which we kept saying we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Until we learned that you can go into the bar and ask for water at the bars, too.
Okay.
Get an ice water, and they'll give it to you in a cup.
Right.
But you don't know how dry you are till you're in Vegas.
I agree.
And it's $8 a pop where you're at the time.
Well, what we did when we went to Disney was we had our cases of water and our food shipped to the hotel.
That's smart.
So then we just always take cases of water. It hurts me to pay more than $3 for a bottle of water. Like, even $3
for a bottle of water. You would have died 100 times.
I would have died 1,000 times.
So we were having breakfast and somebody passed out. Like, right next to us. Like, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend.
At the Waffle House?
At this place called Maxine's. And it was so cute. It was such a cute place at the Waffle House. We were having waffles. And I looked to my left, and there was a man on the floor.
The person was on the floor?
On the floor. Everybody's like, oh, my God, call 911, call 911. So we're all like, and you don't know how panicked you are until that shit happens. Because I was like, oh, fuck. Somebody else is... The one's yelling, call 911. Can you call 911? Like... You're making the other people, like, you get to be like you're in a fucking deer in headlights. Shit, what to do?
About what to do. So what did
and
you
the guy,
do? How did you handle the situation?
We just backed.
Were they at your feet?
We backed. Yeah, we had to back up.
Okay.
And the guy had ran a marathon.
Did he look like he was in marathon clothes, or did he look like he was in the casino all night clothes?
He looked like marathon clothes. But I was like, you definitely got to stay hydrated here, because it's a bitch.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't catch... I felt like I grew 100 more wrinkles when I was in Vegas, because I felt like I couldn't afford the water. I couldn't afford the water. But I felt like it was the flight and me never being on a plane. I made the biggest deal. It was nothing.
Oh, about the plane?
Yeah.
Right, it's nothing.
And I went in bad weather. So it was dark. And it was, like, hailish rain.
Okay, I would have been scared.
I had a great
Did you
edible.
Hit turbulence? Huh? Did you hit turbulence? It's like when it gets shaky and...
They did not take off the signs for, like, an hour and a half of us being in the air.
Okay.
So, but the edible I was on had me good.
That worked for you?
It did. I was just... They say don't ever take anything you're not used to taking before you get on a plane. So, okay. I had this edible before. But, I was watching TV.
Oh, good for you.
On my, whatever I downloaded, pre-downloading.
Right.
And every time I would get to, like, wow, you're in a big-ass can in the air.
I would never be like that.
I would suck back to, oh, this is a good show. My edible was working.
Okay.
Against my craziness.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because a lot of shit happened on the way back.
On the planes?
Not on planes that day. Okay. And, like, for me to say we had a good, successful trip.
What airline?
Southwest was one of them. We took Southwest.
Okay.
But I think coming back was when the one guy tried to stab, not in our plane, but some going to Vegas, I think it was Los Angeles, going to Boston or something like that. I can't be accurate, but he tried to...
Totally. Nope. This is not the time, babe.
He tried to,
Keep going.
Do it like a flight attendant. He tried to attack a flight attendant.
Give me food. Okay, going out.
Sorry, we're moms talking, you know, so we have kids.
Daddy will help you.
They don't understand. Daddy will do it.
Right? Always coming to mom. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
So the guy on the flight had just tried to, like, attack a flight attendant with a spoon. Right? And then the other one, a bird got in the cockpit. I was like, thank Jesus.
A bird?
My trip.
Okay.
The whole thing was good. Both back and forth.
Yes. I mean, I would pray every time.
Oh, damn. You never think about
thankful.
That.
I agree.
I take it for granted. I wasn't watching the directions on... them with the flight vest, like I should have been.
I feel like if you're going down, you're going down.
You're going down. Where is it? It's under my feet. I didn't know. I was like, shit.
Put your seatbelt on. Put the thing on to breathe. I mean, what are you gonna do?
I had my seatbelt on the whole time. Just I forgot.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It is what it is. I'm so glad that you conquered your fears and you got on an airplane. Now I still don't like flying, but I will if I have to. It's not
nothing.
My thing.
I feel like it was nothing. And then I feel
it's
like...
It's nothing until it's something.
Oh, you don't say
Do you know
that.
What I mean?
I could have been on that plane when
he
had the spoon.
With the spoon, right? That incident and things could have went down.
Oh,
I mean, people get in car accidents more than airplanes, but it's just more...
That's what they say.
Airplanes are more serious. That's all.
Well, you know, one thing is fucking frustrating.
What?
And, I mean, we got... I'm sure we have cannabis listeners because they know how much of an advocate I am about it. You can't take your medicine anywhere. So it's, you know, it's my medicine here, but it's not my medicine on a plane or in any other state. And it's whack. Like, I shouldn't have to worry about how I'm going to medicate if I'm not going somewhere where it's legal. Like, luckily I was going to Vegas.
And Daddy left me.
And I was accommodated when I got to Vegas. But it definitely, like, you know, because you're thinking, well, I can take my vape pen. You know, I have my license. And it's like, no.
Did you call the airline?
I checked. It's federally illegal.
Okay.
So TSA, you can, yeah, because it's still on Schedule 1. Oh, yeah, bullshit. Right, it's supposed to be like, oh, we're going to get it on Schedule 1.
It's like everybody was celebrating and all that stuff. So what was the celebration?
Nothing. Nothing happened. It's still on Schedule 1. It's still listed as a more serious than fentanyl. So that's why it's, yes.
Fentanyl's not a Schedule 1?
Schedule, it's on there, but it's listed as heroin, more serious than fentanyl. Mm-hmm. But it's back up there with all of them, which is bullshit. Yeah. Cannot die from the use of marijuana, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But because of that, I can't take my medicine here or there without having to worry about having an anxiety attack that they're going to lock me up.
Right.
They had the dogs out in Vegas. So I could have totally, let me just say this, I could have totally took my vape pen on there because you can take pens. They just don't know if they're weed pens, and they just don't really look a lot. Could I have taken mine? Yeah, I was too paranoid for my first trip to do the shit. But watching it go through, sure.
Who did you watch go through?
Like, all my stuff. Well, I had a battery in mine. Oh. But just watching the way they all clumped down at the end, and like nobody was even looking at the shit. Like they just saw there was nothing dangerous in it. And
right. I feel like
they weren't giving a big deal.
Okay.
But on the way back, they had canine in process. So all the edibles that I had in my bag, I threw in that trash can next to the canine in process in Vegas. So I'm sure that trash can gets a lot of play.
Yeah.
But I ate what I could.
Okay.
I ate what I could. I was like, eat all the edibles. We had s'mores.
That's so funny.
I had s'mores edibles. They were so good.
Do you take a bite of each one before you throw it away?
Well, they were 10 a piece and they were little. So I did 3 of them. I was like, I'm having 30 milligrams on the plane.
Good for you.
So when I was walking past the dog, right? Because they make you walk past the dogs after I threw everything away, even the vape.
Okay.
Which I'm glad because they say they can smell the vape pen too. They're smart little
They are. Dogs. Red would be a marvelous canine
And edibles.
Dog.
They can smell in the flower, apparently. I'm like, can they smell it in my stomach? Because I just fucking ate it. And if I walk there and they see me walking, like, they smell my stomach, but they didn't bark.
Okay. So you were safe.
It sucks. But I shouldn't have to worry about that because that's my medicine here, but not there. Fuck ever. Yeah. To my damn nerves. But anybody can have their Xanax on the plane or opiates anywhere they need to go. Or their ADHD medicine, all the medicines they have to have. They don't even check the fucking labels really to see if your name's on the medication.
Oh.
No.
Okay. See, I don't know any of these rules. No.
They just want to make sure you ain't doing no bad drugs on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And taking their weed away because it's legal there. They don't shrink. That bitch ain't getting my edibles on the plane. That's so take them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it's a shame.
Y'all might want to check that trash can.
Yeah.
And then we were, I'm rambling again about my trip, but I swear, like, we smoked outside the Flamingo, and then there was a local celebrity named Jamishin.
Okay.
I want to say, who told us he's a local celebrity.
Oh.
And that all his stuff is bumped in the clubs. He told me to Google him, and I did, and he comes up.
Oh, okay.
He had a catchy tune called "Get Money," and I was like, "Oh shit, you should play." I was
jamming.
Do you
mean to play it? Is it on YouTube?
It is on YouTube.
Okay.
It is on YouTube, but he was telling me very interesting things. He was signed to the same label as Snoop Dogg.
Jamishin.
I had no idea though the whole time why he was telling us all this. I was like, what?
Because he wants you to listen to his music.
But it was 3 a.m. in Vegas. We were smoking. smoking a joint. Minding my business. Trying to go to sleep. Because that's another thing. The 3-hour time thing is a bitch when you're 45.
So what time did you get there and what time was it? Time did you leave here?
And then we left here at 8 p.m. And so it was supposed to be really 1 o'clock in the morning here. But it's 10:30 there.
Okay.
So you're like, but you're ready to party because you just got there.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does. Let's see.
So.
There he is.
That's how I felt. I was like, oh shit, you want
money? Oh, he's got money.
Get money. So, yeah. So, he comes out. I was like, who in the hell? All
right.
Like, okay. Of course, it will be us to get somebody to talk to us.
He's got 24,000 views. In 2 years.
What's the record label? S something. S. McLean Music Group. He said he was followed. I think he said he was signed to the same as Snoop. And I don't know how true all that
good
is.
Good for you. Get your money.
Good job.
Get your money.
Anybody can confirm and know who I'm talking about. But I watch a lot of reality television. And they have a lot of Vegas. Like if you watch Growing Up Hip Hop and stuff like that. So I know a lot of people out there have careers in music. And they're a little larger than life.
Right.
He was very much telling us he was the shit.
Okay.
Let us know and Google me.
Now you know.
But you can Google us.
You can.
Google Mom's talking shit.
I guess that's and what we come up. We need to start saying that to people.
I was going
to
be like, Google me. But I was tired. And I was like, no, I'm not as good as him.
And it'd be like, you don't know? We've got one of the most popular moms podcasts on the East Coast. Google me.
Google me. And I'm here to find out if the Vegas weed is the same as East Coast, because they always say the West Coast is better. But
and what did
I,
like you
I
think?
Told you, I, oh, yeah. I think I said
same.
I feel it was the same, but their edible game is way better.
Okay,
because just because we don't have any,
right?
We have gummies and chocolate,
right? Okay,
yeah. I think I said enough.
So well, almost. Then you took a tour of the Venetian.
Oh, beautiful!
Yeah, that was my
127 the ride in the boat.
I wish I would have went.
Would you pay 127? It was packed that day.
I would have had DJ pay 127 to get me on that boat to go around.
You have to do it in advance.
Right.
To get a seat. Because it was all booked up.
Most activities, I feel like you have to plan in advance or you're not going to do it.
We did Katy Perry in advance. Mm-hmm. We did zip lining. And we did Magic Mike.
Okay, you have to break it down the two things and then we'll move on.
Zip lining was fucking terrifying. Mm-hmm. And
you have to walk up steps to get there? See? Oh!
But you're not outside. So you walk into a brick building. I think I showed it on the thing. So you're in like the square brick building and you keep walking. But you are like, you know that you're walking up steps. I was like, fuck, another flight? Because I was like, I could do it at this flight. But then every flight got taller and taller.
Were you up really high?
Very high. 7 stories. So when we got up to get us, it was $59, I believe. It was through Fremont Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool, guys.
Did you go when they were flashing the lights?
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
So there, when I got up there, I was like, can we back out to the last minute? I wanted to know how far we could do it. You could back out till you're in the harness, in the swing part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody got ready, and I wanted to watch someone go, but they were all ready to go, and I didn't watch anyone go yet. So I was freaked out, and I thought it was a lot more than it was.
Okay.
So when they go, they glide.
And yeah.
Like, oh.
Okay.
It was gliding slow. It wasn't fast.
Right.
It was a little glide. It made it sound like you go 35 miles an hour off the bat. No. I'm scared. I was like, nope, I'm a bitch. And no. So when I saw them go, and I looked, and there was this older gentleman. They were all Stacy. And this other lady was like, yeah, it's my first plane ride, my first thing. I was like, me too. And she was like, I'm 40. So I'm like, me too. And she was like, you got to do it, girl. And I was like, nope. So they all went. And then when they went, then the guy, there was this older gentleman, and he was from somewhere foreign. I don't even know. It was fucked up. I was so scared. I don't even know his name. He's like, let's do this together. And he's in my pictures. That's so funny.
And I can remember him forever.
And we went together. And when I looked over him, I was like, this was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't even that scary.
Oh, that's so good.
Because you weren't going that fast. And I was like, I'm glad I did it.
Because
they were like, you're going to regret it if you don't do it. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm a punk, y'all.
But Rachel and Tina went the first time?
They're used to those zip lines that like are in Mexico. And they said that they're like not even done right. And you're really scared.
Okay.
Like you're getting up on the stick. You're like
on
the, you know, a ladder that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, they were scared, but it was safe.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm not a punk.
Okay, and then the last one, Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have anybody seen the movie Magic Mike? If you have not seen this movie, part one and two was okay. Okay, I saw it. It was a strict movie. Part one was like a big hype.
Okay.
Part two was okay. Part three, this is the third, right? Or is it the fourth?
I think it's the third.
Whatever one, The Final Dance is good. Go see it. It has Simon Hayek in it. Salma Hayek, what he does to her. It's awesome. It's great. So in the show, the last part of this show that they do on Magic Mike, the movie, they plan this show. That's how the movie goes, the concept. Well, that show they plan happens on this show.
Oh, nice.
So I had already saw the movie, so I was like, everything was making sense to me. Mm-hmm. But my friends hadn't seen it. So I was like, oh, I get it. They're talking about unicorns. I know. We were trying to watch it in the hotel.
Well, I just meant before the trip or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was doing the same thing as the show, so I knew everything.
Okay, good for you.
Because
good
at show? First I was like, ew, these strippers are lame. And then they came out with the great strippers.
That
was like, okay. Uh-huh. So I was like, a lot of them look malnourished and they were young.
Oh, really?
But then when they brought the good ones out,
you had to wait for the grand finale.
The grand finale. And you were supposed to say, if you didn't want them around you, you could say unicorn.
Okay.
And I swear one of my friends said unicorn. I ain't going to say no name.
You know who you are.
So I think Tina said unicorn because they all rolled out. And I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He's fine. And I didn't get to touch no strippers.
Oh, well.
Fuck.
But would you recommend
that? But I got on the strip. And this is what I'm going to say about Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so I felt old as shit because we're on this trip. And fucking the guys have furs on. And they're from Chippendales. Because Chippendales was right down the street.
Okay.
Where this part was. I'm not sure, though. They could just work it.
But they could just be random. They could be the corner.
Okay.
Right.
So they get you to take pictures with them, of course. And I already knew the game, but I was like so tired from it was the first morning. We were just ready to go get something to eat. We were walking to get food and they hemmed us up. And it was like, take this picture and this picture. And they had like 7 pictures. And then they were like, y'all should tip us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay. And so they were like, you should give us 20 apiece. So my girlfriend slips 20 in there. One of them's G-string and I slipped 10. Because that's all the cash I had on me and I ran. Because I didn't want to do it anyway. It was fun. It was an experience. I mean, we could have put that shit in a slot machine. But afterwards, I felt so old. I was like, they really targeted our old ass. Like, look at these old ass biddies moms. You know what I mean? Like, get these bitches. But then my friend was like, they do that to everybody, though. So, but it just made me feel older.
It's just their hustle. I wouldn't take it personally. They need to make money somehow. And their job is to be out there.
The girls tried it after that. But after that, we were like love potion number 9. So every time we would see them, we were like, because I didn't want to get to run past them.
Never again.
Never again we mm-hmm. seen them.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't want them to get us again.
I understand.
We kept it moving.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. So would you recommend Vegas?
I would.
And you recommend?
I recommend going in the morning on a day trip. So okay. You won't really, I feel like it wouldn't have affected me as bad
mm-hmm.
if I would have did an early trip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Early morning.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you're back.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. And I think that's it. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, you mentioned earlier a little bit about social media and how people can get nasty and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And we run into the issue with Alex playing video games with other people and they get nasty. And if you quit the game, you lose your rank or you go down. So you get penalized if you leave if you're playing with someone bad. So I was trying to find ways for him to play with people, and I found out, you know, because we're homeschoolers, that you can't find friends for your kids. Like, kids will find friends in the way that they find their friends.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes some of the moms would come up on the Facebook groups and say, hey, can, you know, your kid jump online and play with my kid and this and that, and sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But when we were in CCA, he did this one game club group. And he loved it because a bunch of the school kids got one. They could see each other for a second, and then you could turn off your camera just to make sure that everybody's kids. And everybody would play. But they realized that he was in 5th grade instead of 6th grade, and they kicked him out. And that was the only thing that he liked in CCA because it was 6th grade required. But I thought I could squeak him through without anybody knowing because you know how mom does. Like, oh, yeah. We could be in that group.
Yeah.
So now we're not in CCA anymore. So even though he's a 6th grader now, he couldn't join the group. But I found this website called OutSchool. And they teach anything and everything that you would want to teach your kids. So it's if you can hire a tutor, you can teach them. There's a Cricut program, okay. 3D printing, how to read, how to do math, how to write paragraphs. But they also had gaming clubs. So I just found the Valorant gaming club today. And Alex gave it a try, and it worked out really well. You saw him before. He was in tears when you got here.
Because of a social media person being a dick on them games.
Well, it was not social media, but a gamer, I guess.
I'm sorry. I do consider it social media still.
I guess so.
If you're on the game and it's online, I feel it online.
And it's social, so yeah I guess so. Okay. So yes, somebody wasn't very nice, so he got upset. We talked about it. Dad talked to him about it, so snap out of it. They're just words, but you know, you have to learn how to handle it. Or else you can't. I know, but you gotta also have
nowadays.
To learn how to handle it, though, and not let the words get to you. And I'm totally for that. Totally get it. But he was able to join the group today. It was the first time, and it went so well, and he was smiling when he was done. And I said, see what happens when a group of kids play or pay to play? They actually want to be nice to each other instead of just getting on and messing with everybody and ruining everybody's game. So first week, it went well, and then I'm going to try to sign Elliot up for something on OutSchool. So it's a good resource for the homeschoolers out there or for, I guess, the public schoolers that want to learn something new that you might not be able to have a local class around or to get to. So we're definitely going to check out the 3D printing class and the Procreate class, which is a drawing with pens.
I feel like we're both so different with our teaching. My kids are public school. Your children are private school.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely bring two different concepts, which I'm amazed by your homeschooling abilities. I wish that I can do that shit. I cannot homeschool.
Well, we'll find out in 12 years if I screwed up my kid.
We'll find out. They're like, did my way fuck it up or yours?
Did my way. We don't know. It's an experiment either way, but it's funny.
I'm a product of public school.
I'm a product of public school, but I didn't like it.
It sucked.
I didn't like school. It wasn't enjoyable. It wasn't like, man, I wish I could go back to school. Like, I wish I could be younger and do things over, like, you know, a little differently, but I don't miss the aspect of school. I don't even like being at work around a lot of people now. Yeah. I don't like people.
I'm thankful to have a good group of people, of 20-some people that I like to be around.
Right.
Yeah, it's
hard.
You
know, find your people and hold on to them as you meet them along the way. But I don't have any friends from school.
Yeah.
Really. I think I had, like, the two that I did, it's not like I hung out with them in school. Like, I met Jen and moved away. And then I met Melissa and she wasn't in my grade, so we never hung out in school. We were always, like, outside school friends. So.
Well, I still have my middle school friends. Elementary, middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm less than that.
I moved around
less
a lot.
Friendships.
You didn't.
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's good.
Small town girl.
Right.
First plane ride, 45.
But you did.
You know what I mean, though? Okay. But it takes a long time to do shit like that when you're a small town.
Right.
But, yeah.
So that's the only thing I've got going for me right now.
I mean, we're having challenges with middle school, you know, and eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade blues. And we're trying to get her to ninth grade and to go to a better high school.
Oh, how's that coming along?
They approved it.
Yay,
she got into the high school,
good.
But can we pass eighth grade?
Oh, really?
She's struggling. And it's 13 year olds, you know, and I love them to death. But they really do kind of know everything. And mom is the blame. 13-year-old girls, shall I say. Mm-hmm. And mommy is the blame for everything, seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
It is.
I'm still trying to get in there and get any time I can.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, we're not the favorite anymore. But, you know, she's struggling, and I'm hoping that she'll pass 8th grade and get to the 9th.
Okay. Well,
that's what's going on right now. Because it's like, yeah. It's like, I feel the times of, you know, the COVID times changed everything. Like, her being homeschooled with the video stuff, and then being home more, and then going back. She used to be more of a teacher pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, loved to do good grades, and then when she came back, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like she's more of the rebellious, you know, talk back to the teacher's type.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm struggling. She's like, Mom, you're letting them be mean to me? And I'm like, oh my goodness, here we go with this. Like, you don't know what's going on in the school.
It's one of my problems with public school.
You know, but my thing is, like, when it's something that they've said at school and they get in trouble for it, and it's some shit they said at home, I'm like, yeah, but I heard you say it to me before. So, it might be true,
mm-hmm.
You know.
It is, it's
so
hard.
It's 8 and a 13-year-old, two different mm-hmm. concepts in school.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
He loves to do work. She's, like, over it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping ninth will be better.
Right. Well, maybe being in the school that she's trying to get into will help, and maybe that will be her motivation to graduate.
I hope so.
You know, do you really want to spend another year in this crap hole of a school, or do you want to go do your work?
That's what I mean. And she's like, Mom, all you care about is my school. And I'm like, baby, I care about you getting out of that school. I wrote a letter for you to get into this school.
That's true.
And you got to do your end. You got to put your end of the bargain in it.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Fingers crossed.
Right. I have confidence in her. She'll pass.
God, I hope so. I'm just like, damn it. So it would not be good for mental health.
No. Let's move on to lighter things. So I haven't been watching a lot of stuff because what I did decide to do was go back and watch The Real Housewives of Potomac from the very first season. I know there's 7 seasons.
Yeah.
And I started towards, like, the end and started watching with you. And now that I've gone back to the beginning, so much more stuff makes sense to me.
Now you're like, oh.
Yes, like, oh, that, what, she was really, like, a shady bitch in the beginning. So, and then you see the stuff, like, back to back and back. It's really interesting. I like the show.
You brought it up, so we could talk about Potomac. Did you see the reunion?
Well, I was not yet. I'm at the tail end of season 7, and then I'm going to watch it. So I'm close. What happened, though? We could talk about it.
So being Maryland, I always wanted to watch Potomac because it's so local.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like, damn, they're not far, and these people are living such larger-than-life lives.
Have you drove through Potomac? The houses are incredible.
I've heard. You told me.
Yes, they're beautiful. I drive through there, you know, for work. I drive all over the world. And it's beautiful.
So they don't all live there, though. They live in Virginia, too, right? They live in Virginia, not just Potomac.
Well, still, Virginia houses are huge, too.
Okay.
But I do believe that a lot of them are really close together. Like, it's more about the house than the land. But when I go through Potomac, they've got land in the house. At least off the road. Like, I don't drive through the neighborhoods, but I'm like, if this is the house off the road, what do the houses off, like, through the neighborhoods look like?
Jesus,
it's beautiful. I wanted to take pictures for you, but I didn't because I was driving. I didn't want to pull over and be a stalker. Like, what are you taking pictures of my house for?
So what do you think about the season, though? Did you think,
because I have
there
watched
was a feud
this
between
season.
You have there
I
was
had,
a feud between Giselle and, you know, Giselle was starting a lot of shit about
Chris.
Candace's husband.
Yes.
What do you think about Candace's husband? Do you think he was at all being flirty with any of the situations?
With the Sesame Street character?
I do not believe
that he was being flirtatious with her. And
me
it
either.
Really bothers me that Ashley keeps trying to push this storyline on Candace.
I love Ashley Wright. What are you doing, Ashley?
I know. Like, you know better than this. You know how it feels.
But she's doing it because of the fact that she knew. But it's like, you're pushing on the wrong thing because nobody's like Michael.
No.
You're never going to find...
No, Michael was a creeper from the very beginning, which I didn't know.
So much.
Right, I agree. And I like Chris. And I think that, I mean, of all people to flirt with, they're going to go over and flirt with that lady who looks
You're on TV, though. Like, you know.
Well, sometimes it doesn't matter.
Some people are stupid. Well, Michael.
Some people are
with Michael, it doesn't matter, right.
Somebody's like, oh, it's just a producer. I can go ahead and pinch their butts, allegedly. Yeah, I don't believe it.
So.
And I feel bad for Candace because I feel like every time
I was Team Monique, definitely.
Oh, I was Team Monique.
Me too.
100% after seeing all this because she did run her mouth and she has tried to get violent with other people, like with the butter knife. Even though it was still a knife and she still threw that.
No, she just uses her words. Like, she really annihilated, like, Giselle.
Oh, all of them.
When she told Giselle that she looked white in her skin.
No, just all of them. And she
always... You know what I mean? Like, about this situation.
She does bring up race all the time to all of them. And I do not like Wendy. Like, from watching her from being... No, like Wendy.
I don't like Mia.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard for me to, like... I don't know about Mia, man. She just be like...
Mm-hmm.
She's extra.
She is definitely extra.
She lies. Like, she brings up extra shit. Like, even Karen was like, y'all, you can't just be saying everybody's cheating.
Right, I agree with that.
Like,
but
what
did
are you
Mia
saying?
Say that about
She said,
Chris?
It wasn't Chris.
Okay.
It was Chris, too, I think. But it was somebody else. Who was it? And she was like...
I don't like who Mia is.
I saw him cheating.
I like the shit
she starts.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Well, they've lost everything now. They're not...
Who, Mia?
Yeah, apparently they don't have all those businesses and stuff.
Real? I could see
you
that
You gotta watch
happening.
The reunion.
Okay, I'm so close to being there.
You gotta watch the reunion.
All right.
But I feel like Juan, with the cheating thing that Karen was talking about, was confirmed. That was true. But Robin says she doesn't think that he caused, like, he had sex with the girl.
Okay, one's an interesting one, too. All right. What other shows have you got? Because you've been telling me to watch...
I know, but you just told me that they said that Chloe was with Tristan again.
Ah, yes. The Grace Report just broke the news that allegedly Chloe is back with Tristan.
In a relationship.
Trash can Tristan or whatever.
Can't say his name.
I can't. Nobody wants to say his name. We shouldn't be speaking of his name. But he was at, you know, her two friends, her two twin best friends. They had a birthday party.
Khadijah and,
their names.
I think they're both Katie's.
The twins. Anyhow, they had a birthday party, and they invited Tristan along. And the fact that he was there, it was like the red alarm and they were together. That's it.
Oh. That's so everybody's heard. Saying it. So, but we have
I don't know. I just saw Grace say it, and she usually doesn't say things that... She doesn't have anything to back it up.
Well, let me go back on that because she did do a video about Nick Cannon's new show.
Oh.
That is about Who Wants to Be My Baby Mama.
Okay.
With Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But it's not real. It was fake.
Okay.
So the promo was fake. So mm-hmm. she did a video about it and it was not real.
Maybe she retracted another video.
Hopefully. No, I love Grace.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, sometimes you don't know if the whole story's out.
You do not know the whole story. I agree.
Maybe she just out with her baby daddy. Though, I don't know.
But it was just weird, like, you know, if...
Why he wants to date with you at the birthday party,
to your... To invite somebody who treated your best friend so badly to your birthday party, why would you do that unless your friend asked you to?
Yeah.
That's where Tristan. Where she was getting at. Yeah. So, but... Eh,
you're all taking that Ozempic.
Oh.
I felt like they're all getting skinny. That is? Allegedly, they're taking Ozempic, all the stars, because they're all losing weight, which is a diabetic shot.
Medicine.
It's a diabetic
medicine.
Doing
all kinds of stuff.
That they're now complaining about not having enough of, because all the celebrities are using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that part. It's terrible. I believe you. I believe it.
So now, because I know regular people that want the shot because of the celebrities now. Because,
oh, really?
So now they're going to take the shift and be really skinny again. We already
knew
that was
coming. Well, that's their money maker. They could make it getting everybody to plump up, and now they can take all the money to get all of everything reversed.
Yeah, but what if you have BBLs and shit? You're just like
screwed.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. You get it reversed. No, you get all that taken out. That's what the Kardashians did. They got all of their... They started slimming down. There's this lady that I watch on Lori Hill on YouTube, and she is a plastic surgeon assistant or something, and she analyzes the celebrities and the alleged surgeries they have, and then will say how much it is. And, like, some of them will have, like, $150,000 done to themselves easily. But they'll, like, you know, shave their bone structures, they'll, you know, liposuction or whatever, but... A year and a half ago, she called the celebrity Slim Down Coming because Kim Kardashian was reversing her BBL. I don't know how you do it, but you could see her slimming down, and she'll show pictures of, like, the gradual differences, and then she said, now everybody's going to start doing it. So then Chloe did it, and then you'll see everybody doing it. I don't think Kylie's going to do it.
See, Kylie's, I feel like she did it when... Yeah, I felt... Yeah. I like her.
She,
like,
still
she looks
is.
Good.
But well, it's fake too, but yeah.
But you know what I mean? She just looks good.
Looks
like
good
that,
on her. Yeah.
But, like, with Kim, I feel like she got small for that dress.
But that's the story.
The story was to
push
the
story.
Yeah,
it's really
about
money. Because they had
everything. My little. Go ahead. She's always.
They're really about money, though. And they're working for other people. So they're getting all the free surgeries or doing whatever and then making money off of it. It really is. All about money.
Well, I was, like, excited because I was in style for a minute because I got thighs and butt and all that stuff, and you know,
well, I think it's
first you say that you're too, you know, big, then they go back and forth, so now it would be skinny again.
You just need to love who you are.
You have to love who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just, we were trending. Wow. Trending for a while. And I was trying to show my mom. I was like, no, mom, no. Because my mom's built the same. And I'm like, Mommy, it's in style now.
Well,
she's like,
can.
What do you mean? She was like, big butts? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, she's mom, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in her day, it was frowned up, you know,
yeah.
The butt thing wasn't like, you were
nothing.
So now it's like, oh, we're finally trending.
Right. Just love who you are, Stacey. Big butt and
that's
all.
It. And no Botox. Like, just...
I know.
No, just had to deal with the fucking wrinkles. I'm scared about the Botox.
I'm scared about the wrinkles, and I've never gotten Botox, but I can see the wrinkles coming. But I just have to look at it as at least we are blessed enough to be able to see the wrinkles.
That's it.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. If I could I want to see grandkids and stuff.
I do too.
But look, I'll settle for at least making it until they get to 18. Because nobody's going to love them like me.
I know. I really want to meet my grandbabies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to, like, just look, come on, God. Mm-hmm.
There's
my silent prayer.
DJ's on this really big diet to try to help with his health and, you know, weight and try to get off the blood pressure medicine. And it's been nothing but chicken and vegetables for weeks.
You got your own eggs, too.
I do. But he can't eat eggs right now because he's on this really weird diet. As soon as this 6-week diet is up, he's going on the steak and egg diet.
And you're going to be down like, with you know, like Married at First Sight.
Right. That guy, I was talking about him. The 80s dude. I was like, he was a bodybuilder. And all he did was eat steak and eggs, and everybody made fun of him. And he said, it's because of all the protein that you get, and it's so good for you, and blah, 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 blah. So he said he's going to go on the steak and egg diet, even though he cannot eat steak right now. But it is fish week. We were allowed to add a fish.
Salmon.
Okay. So we've been having salmon all week. So this is my official favorite week, and I love the diet. I love salmon. It's so good.
I don't know if I could do it 7 days. I love salmon too, though.
Yeah, it's good. I could do it over after having chicken for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Chicken, I don't like leftover chicken. So how do people meal prep chicken? I hate the taste it has next day.
I make a bunch of chicken.
I don't like the taste it has next day.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that sometimes. But he's been eating it mostly. My diet hasn't been as strict, but I'm still trying to lose weight. I need to lose 10 pounds. And, yeah.
Well, I cut out. I had got sick that time a few weeks ago, for a few days, and so stomach sick. And so now I eat smaller meals. I make sure my meals are smaller. And then I cut out iced coffees like I was doing.
Right.
I feel like I'm getting slimmer already.
Oh, good.
My skin. I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I thought quitting, but I do have some.
Just little things. That's what I mean. I'm just trying not to overindulge stuff. Trying to pack my lunches. Trying to be healthier. Live a healthier lifestyle. Live a little bit longer. See them grandbabies.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to bring back the babies. So the Nick Cannon was a fake show. If you guys saw it when he was saying that it's going to be, who's going to be my baby mama?
Who's the next Cannon's baby mama?
Well, it's really like a
joke.
Prank show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, those shows. They're funny.
I do. They're going to be funny. But the sad part about it is there would be women that signed up for...
If it was a real show? Yeah. You know it.
There would be. I know there would be. And that's crazy. I could be Mariah Carey's...
Oh, Mariah was turning over like, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
My babies are not related to them.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Could you imagine? She's probably like, what the fuck?
It would be a funny show, though.
Well, I was... really surprised to see Mariah and Kim hanging out.
Yeah, me too. You know why?
Through the kids.
I'm not. You know why? They're both attention whores. They just are. And being them together, they're going to get a lot of attention together.
Well, their kids like each other. Because I was wondering how they wouldn't even really would speak.
Because
Mariah's like, she'll shade you quick. I don't know her. Yeah. She's still on Jennifer Lopez. Well, not claiming to knowing her at all.
There had to have been something happened with Puffy. Do you know what I mean? Because they were both kind of with that crew. There was something that happened that we'll never know.
Something happened. But the kids are linked up. And they did some cute videos. Yeah. I thought that was cute.
Yeah. But we all know that their daddy doesn't want them doing videos. So I always feel bad when I watch them. I try not to click on
Kanye doesn't want them. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When one parent's just...
Speaking of him, though, he's married to some blonde chick.
Well, now she's blonde. But yeah.
Is it to not look like him?
Spiritually married.
Or to look like him.
You know that, right?
They're not really married?
Not legally, paper-wise. We talked about that. Like Brody Jenner did with his...
So they never filed the paperwork?
Yeah, you never file the paperwork. You just get
spiritually married.
So why are
they calling her his wife? Why not? Though, technically, you're not.
Well, because they're spiritually married.
I'm spiritually married, too. Can I get some type of fucking money for that? I mean,
think so. Well, that's probably a good way to keep the money separate.
I thought he really got married.
No, it's spiritually. Just like Brody Jenner did with... what's her name? Caitlyn? Yeah, they didn't get really married. And then Caitlyn and Miley Cyrus were out in the yacht making out a few days later.
He had a baby. Didn't you just have a baby?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if he married that one either. That might be spiritual, too. I don't know.
But now that you're saying that there's this whole thing, mm-hmm. spiritually married, how does that shit hold up in court if you spiritually cheat?
I mean, I don't know.
Just because cheat, because it's not real, you're not really
married. Well, it doesn't matter in court. It matters to God if you're spiritually married. All
right.
So
I'm down with that, though, because this is a piece of paper.
Bitch. I'm just kidding. If they cheat.
It's forever.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what it's about. All right, let's talk about funny Chris Rock.
Oh, my God. If anybody watched the Chris Rock special, it's on Netflix if you haven't watched it. Not to mess you up too much. I don't want to spoiler alert it.
Hilarious.
But he does it in Baltimore. He does it in her hometown. He totally goes in on her ass and will.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if anybody put together that he did it in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And we know she's from Baltimore. But, ooh, it was so many, it was a lot of bitches. It was a lot. he called her a, predator. Oh, it was, what he got smacked for was not as at all as much as he did. But his bringing up how tall he was compared to Will, how much bigger Will is.
Well, that's because that's what everybody was saying about it when it was done. Everybody was, all the comedians afterwards, I feel like, went on stage and talked shit about Will right away. Called him a bitch.
He waited a year. Yeah. Him a bitch. Chris Rock waited.
Yeah. Well, he had to wait until he got paid. He was smart. Don't say a word until you get paid. And he just got his own special. It was really funny. I enjoyed it. I would recommend to watch it.
Netflix, guys.
Did you like it? The overall special?
I liked it.
It was funny. I feel like it wasn't like Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence back in the day kind of funny.
He never is. But I mean, Chris Rock is Chris Rock. Chris Rock is not Eddie Murphy.
No. No.
Chris Rock is not Richard Pryor.
Right.
Like, he's just his, Chris Rock is Chris Rock. He has always had a different kind of, like,
vibe way. To him.
He's
always
ranted and, like, said whatever he felt.
He was funny, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there was one part in it that I wasn't a fan of. But the rest of it, I know. But I feel like he has to take a jab at everybody, and I'm not, like, butthurt over it or anything. It's still really funny, and it was a good special. Netflix. Check it out.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what else? So, Married at First Sight. You've been watching it. You hate that shit. I'll be watching
Crumbled. I'm so upset. Yeah, well, I've been watching Potomac, so I'm not even filling my time in with stuff that I feel like I have to watch so we can talk about. Like,
I still watch it because, like, we're getting all the hits from it. What's up, guys? If you joined us from Married at First Sight, seeing all the old posts
from that was
Kristen
good.
Page and all that stuff that mm-hmm. season.
That was a great season.
That Kristen's drama.
Right. It was so good.
Horrible. It was so terrible. It was like their downfall, demise.
Well, like
but
Woody and Imani and stuff like that.
That was before that.
Oh.
There's a lot of people were commenting on Chris. We had a Chris Sarah
that
posted
season.
Too.
That was a good season still though with the drama. Like, I don't even like the drama that
That was the
been
latest on Netflix.
With.
So whenever they're mm-hmm. on Netflix, we start to trend on all the old Married at First Sight that we posted on there. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Right.
So I like this. I know people will follow us that watch the show. But this season, I feel like they are, again, they struck out in picking
again
people.
Again already? It's like a brand new season. It's like when it's off the bat and it doesn't even work. It's kind of
These
no
people
fun.
Don't, a lot of people don't even want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even understand. They shined up maybe to get their social media better.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's
something.
What I feel like
or
it's,
sell stuff.
That's what I feel like it's flooded with at this point.
They complain
just people
too much.
Like that. It's just, I don't know. I would like to start watching it again because I really did enjoy the show. But what I do want to check out is The Love is Blind.
I love Love is Blind.
Yeah,
part
Love
four.
Is Blind Part 4.
Season 4.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Love is Blind.
Right.
But the old special, The mm-hmm. Love is Blind, if you guys didn't watch 3, there's more episodes added to, like, to show what happened a year later and everything.
Right. Who's That's
still
what
together.
I want to watch next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
it's
that.
Okay.
No,
I only
watch,
like, one
you.
Or two episodes.
I want to watch you.
You is
And then
different.
Yellow Jackets.
You's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard you's different because he doesn't want to have any more sexual scenes with
yeah,
other
doesn't.
Actresses.
He wants to respect
want...
his wife.
I appreciate that.
So sick.
I do!
It's an art.
Well, you
People,
know.
We're watching it for that, no. But, he was on...
Kirk Cameron did the same thing.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
His career ended.
It unfortunately, it did when you put your foot down saying you aren't going to do things mm-hmm. like that.
So he went on Drew Barrymore. Did you see that? And she was in, locked in the cage.
Oh,
she was
you.
Locked in the thing.
Oh, okay.
And he came out. And she just, like, you could tell she was really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny. And she was like, He was like, you're not supposed to have this reaction of being stuck in here. She was so excited.
I was being happy about it. you creep.
He was cool. Mm-hmm. It was a good episode if you didn't watch. Drew's shows.
I will. Cool. Okay, I'll have to check that one out. It always freaks me out how I walk through Walmart and I see Drew on my pots and pans or coffee makers now.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, right. I never expected her to be like the Martha Stewart of Home Goods.
Yeah, and from she's her also a talk show host, so she's like the new it.
Right now, Mm-hmm. She quit drinking, so that's good. Trying to have a clear mind.
It's been a minute for her drinking, though. Yeah, but I like her show so far. She's had Corey Feldman on. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has some good people.
Yeah, I agree.
I should check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, so what was the next show? Oh, so Sammy's back, confirmed for Jersey. Which I'm like, all right, I love Jersey. I mean,
I still love Jersey.
Every once in a while, I'll be like, I ain't watching this season. Because I'm tired. How many times can they party? But oh, I still love them, and I'll watch it anyway.
Mm-hmm. They have a good vibe, and I like that this season they didn't focus on the drama, and they just focused on the fun.
Yeah.
So I do like it, and I'm excited to see Sammy back. I want to see
it
what she's
It must be because Ronnie's not coming back ever.
Yes.
That must
probably,
be it.
She probably got paid.
Finally.
Oh, and you know why? I think because she broke up with her fiance again. Like, I think she's had two fiancés or something, and she still has never been married.
She didn't have any work done, right?
No.
She looks the best.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. I love Jersey Shore. I know.
Love them all,
but they
she's the most Dina natural,
looks good,
I think.
Right? Dina looks the best right now. I feel like Jenny and looks busted, and her face just did a lot. And then,
Well, she doesn't react.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Courtney Cox different. Was saying that she realized her face wasn't doing that and she stopped. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they stop.
Right. But I don't look nearly as good as JOL, so I probably don't have any room to criticize at all. So she still looks better
We're
than me.
We're throwbacks. We're the ones without the
things. I know. But it's just to see that like before and the now, and it's just different. Just like when they look older than they are.
I was watching Scream last night and they had Courtney in there for when she had... You know, and I saw a young friend's picture. She was a beautiful girl.
Right, and they are beautiful.
It just would have been interesting to see them age gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Make us feel better about it, too.
Yeah. This is bullshit.
All
right. Laugh lines. Nobody's got that anymore.
Oh, well, at least we're blessed enough to laugh.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? I know.
I'm going to go with yours.
Positivity.
Oh, I'm going to go with yours. Okay. So, what else did we talk about? Yeah.
Okay.
What's the shows, though, that we're going to be looking forward
to? Yellowjackets.
Yellowjackets is coming out, and I had to wait till I got off the plane to watch that shit, because they're on a plane, and...
It's not out now, is it?
The 24th. But I was glad it came after I did my flight.
Oh, you're right. That. You would have freaked out of seeing it. Yeah. The crash was in the first one. First season.
So go see Magic Mike. Women, you'll thank me later. Yellowjackets.
Your husband's will thank me later.
I'm excited about that. What else is coming on? Love is Blind 4.
Okay.
And, oh, Life After Lockup. If you guys did not watch it.
I haven't, but I saw the preview. Oh, I've also been watching Chelsea and Cole's renovation
How's
thing.
That?
I still really like it. You have to give it a shot. But I love home renovation.
I do too.
And I've watched Christina's new show from Tarek and Christina, Flip or Flop. And now her ex-husband and his new wife have a new show called Flipping El Musas. And I'm watching that too. And it's okay.
All
right. Yeah, I'm not on board with that one yet.
So Life After Lockup, Monique's sisters was fighting. What's his name?
I don't know.
God, I can't think of his damn name, but...
The big girl's husband.
Monique.
Is her name?
Her sisters came, and they were fighting, and I can't think of his damn name for the moment.
They fought him?
He fought his sisters.
He fought his own sisters?
No, they fought each other's sisters.
Oh,
he fought their sisters.
Okay.
It was going down, because you know his sisters can't stand her.
Yeah, I know.
It is stupid.
Mm-hmm. They don't like her.
Not your brother, Data, or... So what? What's wrong with her weight? They hate that. They're not saying that she's overweight.
I just feel like she's just so overprotective of him to the point, or controlling. I feel like these people get together with these inmates who are controlled, and like that control, because they can talk. Yeah, like when they talk to them, when they don't talk to them, and then they get out and they want to keep that control. And she was doing the same thing, like locking him down on his phone, putting video cameras in his room.
He's got like 3 phones. He's talking to bitches on this phone.
Oh, maybe he has the right to. Or maybe she has the right to do all that stuff then.
Well, what happens is you get these people that are shaky on drugs and or whatever, and you don't know what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like,
yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So it's very, you're taking a big risk going on life after lockup.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. We talked freaking hour.
Right, already.
About all kind of stuff, and we ramble, but that's what we do. And so, thanks for listening. And be sure to catch it on anywhere you get your podcast. All right? So, good night.